16 years ago, I found out one day that I was going to have open heart surgery the next day. Not very good news. That night in the room, I was terrified. I said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm very afraid. I'm gripped with fear. So have mercy on me. Jesus, just carry me through this. And I'm telling you, as God is my witness, Linda was down the hall somewhere. I was alone. And suddenly, as I just cried out for mercy, I felt God's presence. And courage filled my heart and my mind. Instantly, I knew I was going to be okay. And I knew I can do this, Lord, with you. And he brought me through it. Where do you look when things are the hardest? Unto whom will you go when you're in the darkest valley? But here's the vital question for all of us, both for the Christian here today and the non-Christian. What is it we need from him? Well, what does David ask for? We'll look in the psalm again. Verse 3. We'll actually go back to the end of verse 2. So our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us. And then David prays twice for mercy. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Pure, undeserved, ill-deserved kindness from God. Mercy comes totally in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's ill-deserved. Undeserved means you don't deserve it. Ill-deserved means you deserve just the opposite. Mercy comes when the believer cries out to the Lord. Mercy comes to the unbeliever when they sense and feel their need of Christ. They know they have sin that they cannot atone for. They know they're going into an eternity of uncertainty. And therefore, that unbeliever begins to realize Christ is real. I've always been blind to this, but I need him. How do I get him? Clean my act up? Clean myself up? Improve myself? No, you just cry out for mercy. You just call for mercy. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's pure mercy. It is not do your best. God doesn't say to anyone, come on, do your best. You can do better than that. You can improve. Come on, get better. No, none of that is in the Bible. The mercy is the gospel message of the Bible, God's mercy.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, Look Unto the Lord for Mercy, preached by Mac Tomlinson at the 2023 Fellowship Conference, UK.